Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
His mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't!
Robert Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, this is not the night for me to be nice to doctors. I'm sorry. It's not happening. And I'll explain why. Because they got some splaining to do. Those medical degreed professionals, particularly in the field of oncology. Welcome all y'all, except for oncologists who use chemotherapy. Even though there's supposedly people are praising 118 oncologists today. Headlines going around the world. 118 doctors reject outrageous cancer treatment prices. if it would have stopped the treatment, I'd have been like, yeah, all right, these guys are going and doing the right thing. But no, it was about the prices. And here you got 118, as they call them, top cancer doctors. I don't know what makes them a top cancer doctor. In fact, if they're oncologists doing chemo, in my mind, they're at the bottom feeders. The bottom feeders, scum of the medical earth, poisoning their patients without remorse. We're not even talking about the doctor that pretended people had cancer so he could bill them, or Medicare, Medicaid, whatever. He could bill, you know, millions of dollars for chemo. We're talking about the doctors that have an economic conscience. That's right. Aren't you glad your doctor is thinking about the economic ramifications of chemotherapy? These 118 doctors recently published an article and started a campaign calling on big pharmaceutical companies, otherwise known as Big Pharma, to lower the price of cancer treatment medications. Yes, that's the big praise for the doctors today. Hooray, they care about the little people and how much it's costing them to poison their loved ones or themselves. According to these professionals, the huge costs of the medications are only attributable to the desire of corporations to make as much money as possible. Now, there are a lot of folks out there that are calling the doctors the evil ones in this case, but for the wrong reasons. Let me just say it that way. Because it's like, well, no, the doctors, they're charging the money. They're jacking up the prices. They're making, I'm not talking about the doctor who made up cancer so he can treat you with chemo. That's bad. That's really bad. But now you have some form of cancer and you're getting chemo. These doctors, if I give them any benefit of the doubt, that some of them actually believe what they're doing is helpful. Right? That's their belief system. I disagree with it, but they're not outright criminals in the sense of somebody's defrauding you on purpose by saying, you don't have cancer, but I'm going to say you do so I can give you chemo. Right? So let's give them that. Give them that much. But their concern is not that it's chemo, and not that chemo can kill you. Their concern is it costs too much. And it's really not their fault, per se. It's not the doctor setting the price necessarily, specifically for the chemo drug. Maybe they can up or down their own services price. But in terms of the profitability of the drugs that they sell you, and they do make money on them, that's pretty much set by the drug companies that make the chemo toxins, the chemo poisons. The head author of the paper, Dr. Ayelu Teferi, hematologist from the Mayo Clinic, exposed in the research how high drug prices affect both the patients who need them as well as the general health care system. The patients who need them maybe a fraction of a percentage of those who they claim need them, for one. Now, on average, listen to this pricing. The common household in America has an income of about $52,000 a year. And even if you have insurance, a treatment that costs about $120,000 per year and climbing will leave the patient with debts for as much as $25,000 to $30,000 on top of, you know, whatever else they're having to pay, because you know that's not the only expense. So we talk about medical bankruptcy, and it is real. But it is not an excuse for more Obamacare coverage or any more government intrusion or coverage, because we're dealing, once again, I have to say it, with a medical monopoly. There's no innovation, there's no competition, and they can charge whatever the hell they want for chemo that will kill you. And if it doesn't kill you, it will give you cancer later, unless you know how to undo the damage that the doctors, in this case, are providing to you. Prices may not be set by them, but they're for sure making sure that you're getting on them as fast as possible. So my concern, and Super Don, you might have a different opinion here. I don't know. You're free to have one, unless I just turn off your mic, which I don't do. Do I ever do that, Super Don? I don't turn off your mic, do I? I don't turn off his mic. He turned it off on himself. If there's a concern about this, it's not that the doctors are concerned about price. Some of you might go, oh, isn't that sweet? Isn't that special? Isn't that now? Oh, these doctors care. No, until the doctors come out and say, I'm concerned that chemo is chemo, and it is just as likely to kill you as it is to suppress the cancer or shrink the tumor. Call me when the doctors really care about what matters. And once you step back from this and you realize they're arguing about pricing within a monopoly, and there's no way to make it better in a monopoly, the only thing you have to do is step back and say, oh my gosh, I got to get, as Ty Bollinger says, step outside the box and see it from a completely new perspective, that there's a whole world out there of ways to reverse cancer. If you want to call it treating cancer, I don't like the idea of treating a disease, but I understand the concept and the way it's used. But reversing cancer and preventing it even better. And it can be done without a patented FDA pharmaceutical, approved or unapproved, experimental or non-experimental. Doesn't matter. And in these United States, which seemingly don't really exist anymore except in our memory, instead we live in the corporate United States, or we are deluded into believing that we are artificial creations of the state ourselves, and there are many reasons for that. Not right, but there are explanations for that. We live under the auspices of a king, an emperor, a bureaucratic oligarchy that dictates to us what we can and cannot put into our bodies, what we can and cannot use for medicine, what we can and cannot use for prevention of disease that would end up resulting in what? The monopoly on the medicine that they would give you, with claims that they want to cure you, but in fact, they're killing you. Sometimes quickly, sometimes slowly, but inevitably, there is no deficiency for any of those chemotherapy drugs, even the generic cheap ones, if those even exist, or the most expensive toxic ones. No deficiency in your body. Cancer may not like it, but your cells like it even less. Your healthy cells. And so when those doctors come out and say, you know what I got a problem with? Chemo. Period. Until they do that, I'm not giving them any quarter on this story because they're concerned about the price that some people may have to pay, even if they're insured. Do we have Super Don's mic up there, Patrick, or no? Because I know he's been quiet lately. So what can we do? Some of you may want to praise these docs. I don't. I mean, it's not like I don't like praising people that do good work, but to me, this is less than a half a measure. What about doctors standing up and saying, okay, not only is the chemo bad, but the selenium is good, and that's what we're really missing. That's what we're really lacking. We need chemo. Or, hey, how about a botanical as wonderful as Carnivora? Have you heard? Have you seen the studies? Have you listened to some of the stories of the folks that got on Carnivora and reversed their cancers? Oh my gosh. But how much is Carnivora relative to the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and hundreds of thousands of dollars of chemo? It's pennies on that chemo dollar. and it does nothing to harm your healthy mammalian cells. And we come back to selenium, which, of course, these oncologists, these top oncologists, will likely say to their clients, patients, do not take selenium while you're on chemotherapy because, well, we don't want it to interfere with the chemo. And I ask you, do any of you know if selenium or other antioxidants actually interfere with chemo? It's a trick question. Yes and no. In terms of the cancer cell, it has no impact on what chemo does to a cancer cell. In terms of your healthy mammalian cells, it may be the difference between life and death for them and for you as a physical being. Your spirit lives on. That's a whole other story, a whole other discussion. But when we talk about chemo and then we bring up the issue of antioxidants and minerals, and your oncologist, however top flight they may be considered, whatever top flight school they came from, if they're not simultaneously, if they're doing the chemo, putting you on high doses of antioxidants and minerals from whole food sources, in my opinion, they are guilty of your demise or the demise of your loved ones. And they will claim it's because they don't want it to interfere with the chemo. And the only thing it will interfere with is the chemo's negative, deleterious, dangerous, and deadly impact on your healthy cells, not the cancer cells. You want more? We go to the GTF chromium. The chromium helps you to metabolize sugar from food or from your cells into and out of the cells safely so it can capture it, hold on to it, offload it properly. And if you don't have enough of that, all the insulin in the world is not going to be enough for you to protect you, because we know that cancer feeds on sugar big time. So you want to do something right there also, in addition to the selenium, the GTF chromium. And the third thing in the mix, and the triumvirate of many minerals that are important, is the silica or silicon, because it protects your integrity, your connective tissue integrity, from the spread or metastasis of the cancer that they're going to facilitate the spread of by poisoning your body, by ripping apart your connective tissue through toxins, through chemo. As expensive or as cheap as they want to make it, it's not going to change the nature or lack thereof of the chemo that they want to give you. No quarter for doctors today on the Robert Scott Bell Show, and I think that Dr. Rasha Bittar will stand by me on this one. We'll see. He can be cantankerous with me sometimes, you know. Advanced medicine coming up. FDA, natural, what does it mean? Anything at all? Maybe it means chemotherapy to the FDA. We'll find out. Go to robertscottbell.com. Check out all the links. We'll be right back.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert, we'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. Even very smart, very accomplished people. It's part of being human. A quote taken out of context, a legal problem, an unfortunate photograph. Once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Because people love to dig up dirt, even when it's not real dirt. Put it to rest. Call for a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. Businesses, public figures, and professionals turn to Reputation.com for good reason. We protect your online image by helping make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current action. accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Learn more about what the experts at Reputation.com can do for you. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day. And the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. Simply Safe Home Security. Simply Safe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection, security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Look out, it's mean and ornery, Robert Scott Bell, tonight, this afternoon. Look out, doctors. I'm bringing the vitamin L. With all due respect, which none is really deserved for these oncologists that are poisoning their patients, the love that I feel for the people that are suffering, that's what I'm talking about. That's what's driving me here, to at least give you the option. I can't give you anything, provide. What are we doing here? Open in your world. If you love liberty, you love freedom, you love health freedom, enough to at least be exposed to other options, other opinions. If you're a long-time listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know you're already with me. The question is, are those oncologists, right? And we have seen doctor conversions, right? I remember talking with Ty Bollinger about his buddy, our buddy now, Irvin Sonny. You know, and he was a real just mainstream orthopedic surgeon guy and just kind of opened his whole world up. And it's kind of cool when that happens. And, you know, there are others that do penance for the kind of things they realize, oh, my gosh, what have I done? Whether a pediatrician who says, I can't believe what I did by these vaccines. Oh, my gosh. And, of course, the question is on a bigger scale, and we may talk with Dr. Batar about that. If you are a medical doctor and you come out of the holistic closet, right, does that make you subject for termination? I don't ask that question lightly because a lot of people are speculating that the hits are on. And there's a link to all of these docs that are getting killed. I'm not certain. I'm not convinced of that. But I have not shut down these options. I've seen too much in my young life to recognize there are a lot of things that sometimes they don't make sense because they don't make sense. And sometimes they do make sense, and you got to follow the money, okay? The money, and that's what they were talking about with the oncology story. Now, what is natural? What is natural? I forget what it was. It was a commercial. Was it like a Lipton tea or another tea company that used to say, made of the best stuff on earth?
That was Snapple.
Snapple, yeah. The best stuff. I'd read the ingredients. I'm like, Really? None of it's organic even? That's the best stuff? That's the best stuff we have on earth to offer? Really? But, you know, the things that advertisers do, I mean, they can make anything. I mean, you'll buy just garbage, and you'll go, oh, man, it was slick. It was a nice package, and they said it was the greatest stuff on earth.
It had a picture of a barn on it. Oh, yeah. It must be that. Yeah.
Must be great. And so there's an article here on the FDA Law Blog, Natural versus Made with Natural Ingredients. And, of course, I've said for years here, I'm not the only one that recognizes this, that if it says natural on the label, it doesn't mean squat. It don't mean squat. It don't mean it's good for you. It's natural. Right? And then you hear all the appeals to fallacy.
I was just
going to
say, what? I think if you labeled something a food or something like that and put natural on it, yeah, you would be committing a logical fallacy by doing so, because you're trying to encourage people to appeal to nature, which means it must be good. That is a classic right there.
We can't have that. But, I mean, obviously it appeals to people or they wouldn't use the label. Natural. Everybody wants to say natural. Now, organic, whether you like these standards or not, has some level of standard. So you know it, there's a definition associated with it. Whereas natural doesn't necessarily. And so there are a lot of battles behind the scenes, sometimes involving regulators, sometimes just spats between manufacturers. But there's a brand called Aspire, a brand of sports drink promoted as all natural, and it's a natural sports drink, which includes vitamins and citric acid, which are typically, guess what, synthetic. The synthetic vitamins made from coal tar.
But they're based on something natural. You know, it looks natural. It sounds natural.
Yeah, it's like you take a plastic grape and you color it with paint, and it looks like a real grape from a distance. That's how natural it is.
It reminds me of that. You remember that clip that we had when they were trying to do the whole what was that? It wasn't called Schmeat. It was what was it they were calling the meat? And there was the big uproar, and then all the stores got rid of it because...
Oh, it was the pink slime.
Pink slime, that's what it was. You remember we had that clip of the guy that was going, it looks like meat?
Yeah.
Tastes like meat? It must be meat, right?
Oh, my gosh. Well, in this case, they say, well, if you can't say it's natural, you can say it's made with natural ingredients. Oh, isn't that interesting?
One ingredient's natural, the rest aren't.
Right. Like you have water in it.
Oh, it's natural.
It's now like chemotherapy, we add some water and now it's natural, right? This is the kind of crazy world we live in. And American people, are you sophisticated enough to see through the lies? Even the natural ones. I'd like to know. Hey, is school out still for the summer? Northern Hemisphere, I think it is. Does that mean that fattening behaviors are in? And if so, I want in. What are they, Super Don? You got to help me with this one.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways and so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertero.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water. That's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017. 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know, you don't always get feedback as to what happens out in the world after you do a show. And we've been doing this for a lot of years. I started in broadcast media in 1999 officially. And was weekly until, when was it, Groundhog Day 2011, right, when we launched with Natural News Radio as well?
Yep.
And eventually brought everything together under the bandwagon of GCN, our syndicator now, and Natural News Radio, and heard around the world on UK Health Radio. We got Epic Times, we got iTunes, we got Stitcher, we got TuneIn, and who else? I mean, I'm missing. I mean, there's just amazing number of outlets.
Well, Epic Times, of course.
Yeah.
We're finding new ones all the time, actually.
Yeah, and you know, the message is, I don't know that the message has changed all these years. I mean, I think as we learn, we grow, we learn, we integrate new information. You know, I can't say that I'm half the brilliance or a quarter of a brilliance of a guy like Dr. Nick Gonzalez, who we lost last week, right? Yet, if there's anything I love to do, is I love to spotlight people who innovate, who have the heart of a healer, real heart. And not everybody can be as smart as a Nick Gonzalez. I mean, my goodness, what an amazing man. Yet, there are lots of folks that deserve to be known, and I don't mean for fame's sake, but because they're doing good work. And one of the things we strive to do is bring those people, and they could be not necessarily a healer by trade or what they do for a living, but they are going to share a story, and it changes lives because of what they've been through and their willingness to communicate it. So from time to time, we have folks on that we've never had before. Obviously, you hear regulars on here with me that have been with me for years. Occasionally, we have other folks come on through for a while. And it's fun for me, as hard as it is to travel, to go out to some of these events like Autism One or the Health Freedom Expos, which we don't have. I wish we would have them again, and meet the folks that listen to the show regularly. And there's a lot of heartfelt gratitude and thanks. Of course, they love you, Super Don, which is so cool. You thought, yeah, I've got fans, right? Remember when you first learned that?
That was weird. That was just the first time that happened. I was kind of like,
Yeah, I know. You become a personality. But, I mean, the reason that I love to do this is to have people come up and share an experience of how they were empowered, how, in fact, they integrated some of the information that they learned on the show. And, of course, one of the basics, without even going into details and nuts and bolts of ways to heal, is the statement at the end of each hour, the power to heal is yours. And it wasn't my intent initially to go into this, and Super Don and I mean, this has happened, I think, before that, but it's like, Super Don, we meet and we focus group, what shall I say at the end of each hour? It just kind of came out of me, right?
You know what? I remember when that happened. I do.
You do?
Distinctly, I do.
Wow. I don't remember things like that. They just happened.
I do remember. Okay, that was within, I would say, about the first year of us working together.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, you need to have a tagline, Robert. You know, yeah. And that was the thing that you were always saying. You were always saying that over and over. I was like, you know, that's powerful. And so, yeah, so you tried it out, and it stuck. And
so
now
you converted what I had been saying, and it became something else.
That's right. That's
interesting. Right. Yeah, and so, you know, and Dr. Bittar loves it. He'll say it out there, and it's great. And it's like, I don't claim it as my own. When people say, hey, can I say that? I was like, absolutely, it's the truth. It's well beyond me. And when we were at the Autism One last year, Lori Harvey, our great friend, little race car driver, she's awesome, she came with these stickers you can put on cars, right? And it said, the power to heal is yours. So we had them at the table. Some people bought some, and it was fun. And then Shelly, our friend Shelly, you know, Jake, the youngest, most awesome listener of the Robert Scott Bell Show, we gave
trophy
to him.
Our trophy winner, yes.
Yeah, and she got one of them, and they have a great health food store. They're doing great work. She was relating cool stories of helping people in her store. And so they're on vacation now, evidently, and traveling around. In the back of their car, I did not know they actually put it on the back windshield, I think of a minivan or something. There's a picture at robertscottbell.com. And they put, the power to heal is yours. And she said this earlier today. She says, when we were leaving our hotel parking lot, a woman stopped me. This is Shelly talking. She said, what it says on your car, the power to heal is yours. And that was a sticker, of course. She says, I love that. I just really needed to see that with what I'm going through right now. Thank you. And Shelly just wished her good luck. And, you know, she related this to me. And this is the kind of thing that, you never know. I look at life this way, as if it were all a dream. And if it were, when you wake up in the morning, you think back and go, wow, what a weird dream that was. I wonder what it meant, right? You think about that? You think about messages that come through in dreams that you often don't interpret because it makes no sense to you, because maybe you haven't set up your own dream dictionary. But in life, there are waking dreams. There are little things like golden-tongued wisdom that kind of pop out at you. And for this woman that came up to Shelly and said thank you, that was a moment for her that she probably never heard of the Robert Scott Bell Show. But she saw those words, the power to heal is yours. What was she going through? Did she just suffer a cancer diagnosis? Did someone she loved? I mean, what was it, a pet? And she saw that, and it was like it lit up for her, and it was an affirmation, a confirmation a message from on high. As I said, I don't claim it. It's not mine. And the point is, that's the beauty of what we get to do together and what you get to do by taking whatever you little bits you learn here and bring them out into the world. And now is not a time to go quietly into the night. If you're afraid because of what's happening to these doctors, then you haven't connected fully and deeply to the source of all sources, at least in an overt manner, fully conscious to recognize that you're doing the right thing, right, for the right reasons. Some would say you're doing God's work, and then some people are offended by that because it's like, who can interpret that? Listen, I don't get into that part of it. It's up to you because it's your connection that I'm talking about. And getting out there and speaking out, not forcefully, not violently, not, by utilizing deceit or fraud, just out of the goodness of your heart. Sure, sometimes it feels like bad can happen to you when you speak out that way. But I believe that you have a level of protection with you when you're doing things for the right reason. And even if the worst happens, there's so much more to life than what is here, even though we fight if we need to for that life here on this earth plane. So anyway, thank you, Shelley, for sharing that story, because that's the kind of thing that warms my heart, makes me smile, makes me happy to know that these messages are landing and they're helping people and they're inspiring people, and you inspire me. And I hear from many of you, and you know who you are. You inspire me with that love, that vitamin L in your heart that you go out in the world with, despite a lot of things that are not so loving that go on out there, in particular the start of the show today about the chemo story. So with that, Super Don, you have anything to add to that? Like I said, I just wanted to speak. I try to speak from my heart. It's a do or do not. There is no try. I
and
know
it's
Yoda.
Genuine, and we all know that. The one thing that comes to mind is whenever I wear my shirt, The Power to Heal is Yours, that awesome GMO-free shirt that I've got. Mm-hmm. I couldn't tell you. I've probably gotten, I get at least a couple compliments every time I wear it when I'm just walking around in public. A lot of people are. I mean, they see that, and for whatever reason, they connect with it. Mm. It is a powerful phrase, and the other one that I I just want to just go out there because you do have more than one.
I do.
The other one that a lot of people like to identify with is when you say, "Stop asking for permission where none is required."
Mm-hmm.
Another one a lot of people are impressed by.
I'm pretty disobedient, and we got a story about disobedience. So if you have disobedient kids, you're going to like this story coming up in a little while. But right now, with no apparent segue, it's summer, the kids are out of school, and fat is in, which means it's time for today's
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's Moment of Duh, brought to you by Sedentary Days of Summer. I don't understand this story, Super Don. Why should... it's summer, not sedentary. But school's out, fattening behaviors are in. According to this, kids are eating more sugar, watching more TV over summer vacation. You think this is a moment of duh. And I'm sad to report that it may be in some families. I'm just kind of bummed out about this being, of course. But what are you saying? What are these kids doing? Why aren't they out playing?
Well, look, I mean, there's two ways to look at this. Now, naturally, being who I am, I'm going to find the silly interpretation of this, which basically says if kids are not at school, chances are they're probably spending more time at home. Mm-hmm. Okay? And what do kids do in general at home?
They eat lots of broccoli.
Maybe your kids.
Covered in ice cream.
but they're going to watch, they watch more TV during summer vacation.
Yes.
Well, no kidding. They're at home. They're not at school. They probably spend more time. I mean, this would be like saying kids spend more time in the house during summer vacation. No kidding.
I guess I couldn't, wait to get out of the house. That's the thing. There's a whole other virtual reality that the kids today, it's like here's the old man's coming through me. The kids today. But it's different. We didn't have the technology. They just started having little video games. The worst we had was this handheld football. Ding, 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 ding. Just this red dot moved around.
We had TV.
We did have some TV, but we couldn't wait to get out. And then when we got back, it was nighttime. It was dusk. You had to come home. We were out all day. At least that was my experience of childhood at this age. Yeah. And now the kids have virtual interactions with each other. Like, they're playing with each other, but they're at a distance through the computer.
So what did you do today? Yeah, I hung out with my friend Jeff. Oh, yeah? What were you doing? We were playing World of Warcraft.
By the way, I didn't know you had a friend named Jeff. Where's Jeff live? Oh, Australia. I mean,
Australia, yeah.
The thing is, that is kind of interesting to me, that they are interacting around the world. Oh, Sweden, wherever. So in that way, it's kind of unique. I guess there is a maybe homogenization is I don't know if it's good or bad.
Think about it, Robert. Okay, they're interacting with a child in Sweden. So are they learning about Sweden culture? No. Are they learning some Swedish words? No. They're learning how well the guy in Sweden can do a headshot from an elevated position in a tower. You know.
Okay, all right.
That's pretty much it. Yeah.
So anyway, the study was published in the Online Journal of School Health, and they are saying that the school environment is important for shaping healthy eating. And I'm like, oh, man, this is so backwards. I mean, this is the home environment is the place where you should be learning about healthy eating, and then keep your kids out of school. And if they're in school, send them with non-GMO organic foods or foods that you have grown from your backyard.
This is not about school or summer vacations. It's about parenting.
Parenting. And speaking of parenting, what if your kid's disobedient, right? Oh, you know I was. No, my mom says, oh, I was the golden child. I never did anything wrong. Really? 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 Let's find out on the other side of this break. Disobedient kids, good news.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. If you want to get rid of anger and hatred and unforgiveness, oh, man, that's the wrong script. Love gets rid of those things, not tea. Okay, hold on. Okay, that was the love script, not the tea script. Okay. Life Change Tea helps with cleansing your colon and giving you more energy. There are numerous body wrongs that Life Change Tea makes right. Try us. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order yours today. If you're more the personable type, you can call us at 928-308-0408. Again, 928-308-0408. Our customers are impressed with the benefits of Life Change Tea. Life Change Tea is not just tea, but a blend of 8 organic herbs to help you feel great. For about $1 a day, you can benefit from drinking Life Change Tea. Again, order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And for those that want to save money, log on to GetTheTea.com and go to our specials page. Remember, GetTheTea.com.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta-1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Hey, our friend Dan in social media was trying to explain to me, you know, what was going on with that moment of duh, that kids eat more sugar, watch more TV over summer, and get fat.
No.
He says it's probably because both parents are working to make ends meet, and most of these kids are being taken care of by their grandparents. And you know how grandparents spoil their grandkids with all kinds of treats?
Ah, so yeah. We're going to blame the old people.
Blame the old people. No,
you
got to
eat all the old people.
The old people. Blame government. Blame the people's lax diligence in reining in and restraining government, because two people have to work because they have to pay for the price of government before they can even eat. So, Dan, good cogent point there.
It's
now,
a good point. It's definitely a good point.
Yeah. Last story of the hour. We've got Dr. Bitar scheduled for Advanced Medicine as we get together each week. Study finds, I don't even want to say this. Are you going to make me do this story? I just don't want to do this story.
Why not?
All right. Well, because I'm, as long as my son's not listening.
You're being disobedient.
Right. No, I'm not. If my son's not listening, I think he's busy, so I'll say it. Study finds disobedient kids earn more money as adults. Okay? There, I said it. Yeah. Now, the parents are going to throw stuff at me. Oh, no, what have you done? My kids were listening.
So now the kids are going to go, you know, you're punishing me and you are trying to keep me from earning money and being successful when I'm older.
I don't know. I mean, it's an interesting study. I mean, you know, it sort of fits into the stop asking for permission where none is required. But kids, when you're still living at home with mom and dad, permission is always required. Remember that. Until you out on your own. Researchers with the University of Luxembourg, University of Illinois, at Urbana-Champaign, and Free University of Berlin track data on 745 people in Luxembourg. So maybe it's only a Luxembourgish thing, but from age 12 to 52, and discovered that those who defied authority as kids tended to have higher incomes as grown-ups. Wow. And here's the Sydney Morning Herald reporting, is quoted by them. Rule breaking and defiance of parental authority was the best non-cognitive predictor of higher income after accounting for IQ, parental socioeconomic status, and educational attainment, says the study.
So it was in the top four.
Wow.
Yeah. What do you say to that? I mean, mm-hmm. I can understand it from, let's say, a personality trait mm-hmm. standpoint, that when you're young, you're still learning, you know, the boundaries. You're still learning, you know, things of, you know, what is okay to be defiant of, what is not, from, you know, just a moral, ethical standpoint. So I can see how, as you get older, that would develop into a person who was aggressive, but had learned how to keep it in check to the point that you're not, you know, going too far. And those yeah. would be the people that are the trendsetters, those
well,
and trailblazers.
Right? That's the thing, more than anything, that I'm concerned of with my kids, because they got a dad whose message is you know what, right? Defy authority. Well, authoritarians anyway, but not for the sake of doing it to get in trouble, but when it's not right. Right? There's an obligation to, you know, we talk civil disobedience or other things, but there's a way to navigate this universe, because it's difficult. With all the man-made laws and rules, or not laws, or rules and regulations, it's hard to do the right thing, because doing the right thing could get you in trouble.
Hopefully, as you grow older, you learn how to do that in the right way. And if you don't, then, you know, you get 10 to 15.
Dude, I totally remember in school, of course, I went to public schools. The substitute teachers, I just was like, I'm not going to say I was their worst nightmare, because I wasn't. I really, my goal was to make them laugh. For me, if I could get them to laugh, it was like I had done something extraordinary, right? A lot of people would cut up the sub in. Yeah, we did that, but it wasn't
malicious.
So you were
the class clown too, huh?
A little bit. I was a little bit of a class clown occasionally, but as you hear the way I throw these quips out occasionally, they come from who knows where. For whatever reason, I'm wired that way. But I certainly had to learn, you know, the limits of defying, you know, the authority. And I'm not saying defy your parents. That's not the message of the segment. But it's indicative, if that's in your nature, that you may, according to the study, end up making more money, because perhaps you're more creative. You're willing to think or do things outside the box. I don't know. But if you're going to, my son is going to be going to a Christian school for high school now, as he's never entered that, they're not going to let him wear his Metallica T-shirt. Any more than in public school when I wore a cartoon Tasmanian devil that said, "Sure, I raise hell, so what?" I was brought right to the principal's office. Right to the principal's office. And my parents were really liberal. They were like, "What's the problem? I don't see any problem." So you can see how messed up I am. Anyway, God bless you. Love y'all. We're going to take a quick break. Be back with Dr. Bitar. Remember, the power to heal is definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you have candida overgrowth, just taking antifungal agents or starving yourself of sweets does not address the cause. Candida overgrowth is the result of a toxic, damaged, acidic, low oxygen, and inflamed tissue environment. The goal should be to remove the toxins, heal damaged tissues, restore healthy pH, eliminate inflammation, and feed beneficial bacteria. Previous usage of antibiotics or steroids or exposure to mercury or other toxins can damage many cells in the GI tract and body that make you prone to candida overgrowth. Removing toxins and healing tissue should be the goal. One World Whey is a whey protein food that supports detoxification, repair of tissues, and elimination of inflammation, healthy pH, and growth of beneficial bacteria. One World Whey is duly reformulated to be higher in protein and lower in carbohydrate. We believe One World Whey is an excellent food to support your efforts to create a healthy internal body environment. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Did you know some countries are now banning GMO foods? It's true. That's why for quality storable foods, you need ready-made resources. For over 19 years, we've become the name you can trust for thousands of products, like Numana Healthy Food Storage. All Numana storable foods are non-GMO, non-soy, and gluten-free available. Call 800-627-3809 or click readymaderesources.com. Ready-made resources. We don't just sell the products, we live it.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.